Cranford Radio right now is at Hanson House on this Sunday afternoon, and the Cranford Historical Society, as well as the Cranford Historical Preservation Advisory Board, has just recognized two different organizations or properties in town with awards. One of those was for Sunny Acres. Maureen Strasden, who is the head of HPAP, tell me a little bit about the awards in general, if you would, please.
We have done this award jointly with the Historical Society for about 7 years. What we've been trying to do is recognize the wonderful assets that we have in Cranford, both from a residential perspective. We've recognized houses, we've recognized businesses. After Irene, we recognized the citizens of Cranford for all the work they did in restoring our town. And this year, for the first time, we recognized an organization, which is the Sunny Acres Civic Organization.
And Carol Esposito is the president of the Sunny Acres Civic Association. Tell us a little bit about Sunny Acres. A lot of people, I'm sure, are familiar with it, but for those who aren't, what makes Sunny Acres special?
Sunny Acres is special for a lot of reasons. The development was built around 1940 by Sears Roebuck and Company. There's 172 houses within the development. We have had the association active since 1941. They wanted to get together, do things together, and take care of some problems that they had with the builders. Ever since that time, they have had activities. So you're going on over 75 years of activities, and it is still active. So we love it, and we've gotten to know a lot of the neighbors. You get to know as the children are growing up, they're being raised together, they're making new friends, and it's all within the development. So we really have a special place.
I know back in the day they had the baby parade. What are some of the current activities that take place? Social activities, things of that sort?
Yes, we have an adult social every year. We have children's activities. We have a Santa Claus visit. We have an Easter egg hunt. We do charitable things. We do a lot of cleaning up the river because the river runs behind us. The county park system is there. So we keep an eye on the county park system, make sure things are done by the county when they should be done. And we clean it twice a year. We have a cleanup where all the residents go down and help out.
Well, Carol Esposito, Maureen Strasden, thank you both very much for telling me a little bit about the award, as well as Sunny Acres.
And thank you very much. And we're just very proud of the award.